ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ I'm reading the page Shankaracharya's the commentary first. Atra etat chintyate. Atra in this context. In this context means what? In this context of study of karma. Karma means, because this first chapter discusses only karma. The subject matter of the first chapter, Shikshavalli, is karma. Why is it called karma? All the disciplines, meditations, attitudes that one should have, the values, all of them are associated with the karma. Therefore, the main subject matter of the Shikshavalli is karma. Therefore, now in this context of study of karma, atra etat chintyate. Etat means this. This means what? The following subject matter. The following object matter is going to be analyzed. Atra etat chintyate. Okay, what is that which is going to be discussed? Vidya karmanoho vivekartham. Vidya karmanoho vivekartham. Atra yeti chintyate. So this discussion subject matter is analyzed here. The following subject matter, now we are going to see, is analyzed here. For what? Vidya karmanoho vivekartham. For the discriminative understanding of Vidya and Karma. For the discriminative understanding of Vidya and Karma means what? For discriminative understanding of different, to ask to understanding of Karma and Vidya, Karma and Vidya, Karma and Jnanam being two different disciplines, two different factors playing two different relative roles. So for the discriminative understanding of karma and jnanam, or karma and vidya, in terms of their two different roles, relative roles, in attaining moksha. So vidya karmanoho vivekartham atra etat chintyate. Now, so what is that now discussed here? So vidya karmanoho vivekartham atra kim chintyate. What is that which is discussed here? You know, for the discriminative understanding of the two different roles of knowledge and karma. First thing, what are all the factors which are going to be discussed here? Kim karma bhyaha eva kevale bhyaha param shreyaha. This is the question number one. Okay. Kevale bhyaha karma bhyaha eva param shreyaha. Param shreyaha means the absolute good in terms of mokshaha. Param shreyaha means what? Absolute good in terms of mokshaha is attainable through or attainable by kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha. So first it is, he says, kevala karmanaha karmabhyaha mokshaha. That's the first group of people who say karma, moksha is accomplishable, attainable only by karma. Means karma is the only means of attaining moksha. Okay, that is the first discussion. Karma kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva paramshayaha iti ekaha vadaha. Next, uta or vidya savyase savyapekshebhyaha. vidya savya pekshebhyah, we have to break and add the karmabhyah. Or vidya savya pekshebhyah karmabhyah mokshparam shreyah. So vidya savya pekshebhyah, again you have to add karmabhyah. Vidya savya pekshebhyah karmabhyah, which means savyapeksha means backed. Savyapeksha means backing. Savyapeksha means moksha is attainable by karma, supported by jnanam. Moksha is attainable through karma only, but backed by knowledge. Vyapeksha means support. Savyapeksha, having this support. Vidya savyapekshebhyaha karmebhyaha mokshaha. So moksha is attainable through karma, backed by, supported by knowledge. This is second argument. Vidya savyapekshebhyaha, I'm adding karmabhyaha paramshreyaha. Next. Ahosvid. Ahosvid means what? Otherwise. Only this post I'm reading very slowly because today, I don't know how well you are listening, how clear it is for you. Anyway, so ahosvid. Ahosvid means otherwise. Athava. Ahosvid. Aho. Aho. These are all expressions of wonderment. But still we say ahosvid. When you say ahosvid together, it is actually doesn't have any different meaning. It means otherwise. Ahosvid is equal to athava. Athava. Vidya karmabhyam samhatabhyam paramshreyaha. Vidya samhata vidya karma ahosvid vidya karmabhyam samhatabhyam. Samhata means combination, combined. Or moksha is attainable through the combination of karma and jnanam, karma and vidya. Whether moksha can be attainable only through karma, or moksha can be attainable through karma backed by knowledge, in the support of knowledge, or moksha is attainable by combining jnanam with jnanam and karma. It is vidya karmabhyam samhatabhyam paramshreyaha. I'm adding paramshreyaha. Or finally, vidyaya va karma karmapekshayaha. Now fourth thing, okay? Fourth thing is what? You have seen already three. The fourth step is, or is moksha accomplishable through knowledge supported by or backed by karma? There are two different ways, okay? Knowledge, which means, first we saw karma is the main means for attaining moksha, but it needs the backing of knowledge. But here now we say what? Knowledge is the main means for attaining moksha, karma, but still it needs to be supported by karma. Karma, karma apekshayaha, karma apekshayaha vidyayaha, mokshaha, paramshreyaha. Then finally, kevalaya eva vidyaya iti, kevalayaha vidyayaha eva, means kevalaya vidyaya, or only through jnanam moksha is accomplishable. I have five options now. Please listen to me. Make a note of it. Kevala, kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha mokshaha. Point number one. Moksha, one view. Moksha is attainable only through karma. Kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha mokshaha paramshreyaha prapyaha. I'm adding. Second one, we have to see. Karma, we can say, karmabhyaha eva కేవలేభ్యః పరంశయః విద్యా సవ్యసేపేక్షే సవ్యపేక్షేభ్యః కర్మభ్యః. యు కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ అదర్వైజ్ కర్మ ప్రధాన సముచ్చయాత్ మోక్షః. మోక్షః ఇస్ అకాంప్లిషబుల్ త్రూ కర్మ బ్యాక్డ్ బై నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ ఇస్ వన్. Now, third group we have here, Vidya Karmabhyam Samhatabhyam, are combining both knowledge and karma, moksha is accomplishable. Or Vidyayava Karma Pekshayaha, or moksha is attainable through knowledge backed by karma. Finally, last one we say, కేవలాయాః విద్యాయాః ఏవ మోక్షః ప్రాప్యః పరంశయః. ఆర్ ఈజ్ మోక్ష అటైనబుల్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ నాలెడ్జ్. ఫస్ట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ హియర్. అత్రైతత్ చింత్యతే విద్యాకర్మణోః వివేకార్థం. హియర్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఫార్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ the two different roles of knowledge and karma in attaining moksha as means, and for which we say the five options are given here, five different options. So which is the actual means of attainment of moksha? Kevalam jnanam, mere knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha. This is what we are going to accept finally. Kevalam jnanam eva paramshreya prapti sadhanam. Mere knowledge of the reality is the only means of attaining moksha. Direct means of attaining moksha. This we are going to understand. But Shastram first presents, why Shastram presents this, why these options are taken for discussion, that there are people who are all holding on to these different views. Only by performing karma one can attain moksha, or performance of karma backed by knowledge will serve as a means of attainment of moksha, or by combining both karma and jnanam equally one can attain moksha, or one can attain moksha through jnanam backed by karma. And finally is what? No, only by jnanam one can attain moksha. These are the five different views which I am going to discuss here. So to make it short, you can make a note of it. You can write in this way: కేవల కర్మభ్యః మోక్షః ఆర్ పరం శ్రేయః, పాయింట్ నంబర్ వన్. అండ్ కర్మ ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన మోక్షః, కర్మ ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన మోక్షః. జ్ఞాన ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన మోక్షః, సమప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన మోక్షః. ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు నోట్ దీస్ సెంటెన్సెస్. దీస్ ఆర్ టీకాకారాస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఆఫ్టర్ భాష్యం. ఐ వాంటెడ్ టు నో ద టీకా ఆల్సో, హౌ టీకాకారాస్ ప్రెసెంట్ దిస్ టీచింగ్. దే కాల్ సముచ్చయ. సముచ్చయ మీన్స్ సింథసిస్, కాంబినేషన్, కంబైనింగ్. సో ఫస్ట్ కేవల కభ్యః పరం శ్రేయః, దెన్ కర్మ ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన పరం శ్రేయః, థర్డ్ జ్ఞాన ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన పరం శ్రేయః, సమ ప్రధాన సముచ్చయేన పరం శ్రేయః, దెన్ కేవల జ్ఞానేన పరం శ్రేయః. వర్ ఏబుల్ టు రైట్ ఇట్? వర్ ఏబుల్ టు రైట్? See, when I told you to write and keep, the word samuchayaha is used by generally tikakaras. Okay, samuchayaha, synthesis. Bhashikara also uses this. But to remember what is that we have read here, I mentioned that. Karma pradhana samuchayena paramshayaha. Jnana pradhana samuchayena mokshaha. Samapradhana means both are equally important. Samapradhana samuchayena paramshayaha. The first one I said, kevala karma bhyaha paramshayaha. The last one is kevala jnanena paramshayaha. Next. Now, purapakshaha. First, purapaksha number one. Okay, purapakshaha means, see, purva means other person here. Pakshaha wing, purapakshaha, opponent's wing. Purapaksha means the person belonging to other party, other wing. Paksha means wing, other wing of different view. So we can say objection, the person who raises objection, or the opponent is called purapakshaha, purapakshi. The person who raises the objection, or who has a different view, the person of the wing having a different view is called purapakshi. The purapaksha is opponent's side. Purapakshaha, purapakshi. What is the opposite view? That is said here. So of all those five contentions which you have seen now, five views we saw there. Among them, Shankara Bhagavatpada first picks up the contention that moksha is accomplishable only by karma. So moksha can be gained by karmas only. That view he takes first. So it would actually imply that a person has to perform karmas throughout his life. Okay? A person has to perform karmas throughout his life. That's why we never say karma, always karmani. Karma bhyaha, kevala karma bhyaha, moksha means the word is in plural number. Therefore, the word plural number is used indicating that one has to perform karma throughout one's life. So it implies what again? There is no jivan muktihi. So we are seeing all these things. First, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes this contention of karma kandis, who state only through karma, only by karma, one can attain mokshaha. If you take that view, what would be the consequences? First, we have to see a person has to perform karma throughout his life. Why? Because the karma bhyaha, the word is in plural word, plural. It's not just one karma. One has to be performing karma after karma after karma throughout his life, many karmas. Only performing karmas a person can attain mokshaha. So it also implies that there cannot be jivan muktihi. So one can attain moksha only after death or in death. And here, the pura pakshi definitely, doubtlessly has a great belief in Veda Shastram as the means of attainment of moksha. The pura pakshi is a Vaidikaha because he is a karma kandi. He accepts the Veda Shastram as the pramanam. There's no doubt about it. But still, he misinterprets the pramanam. Is the problem, okay? The poor pakshi misinterprets the pramanam. The people who are supportive of this people who are supportive of this wing, who believe that moksha is accomplishable through only karma, those people, they do accept the fact that knowledge is important. Another important point. They do accept that knowledge is important. But they think knowledge is required only for a person to become qualified to perform karma. Diagonally opposite, okay? Knowledge is required for, one has to study the shastram and one has to attain jnanam. So this attainment of jnanam will make a person eligible for performing karma. Then by performing karma, this person can attain moksha. This is their idea. So what I wanted to say, the people who are of this view, that only through karma moksha can be attained, they do strongly believe that knowledge is important. So one has to study, one has to attain jnana. Then this knowledge will make a person eligible for performing karma, so that he can perform karma, and only through karma a person is going to attain moksha. Diagonally opposite to what Vedanti says. We say one has to do karma to prepare one's mind for attaining jnanam. And whereas Karmakandi says one has to attain jnanam to prepare one's mind to perform karma. This is a big difference. So the person who has attained jnanam, as a purified person, he is qualified for the attainment of performance of karma. And it is said, they say, very interesting to say, that the purification of a person is called yajamana samskaraha. When a person becomes purified, the purification of the person, they in Karmakanda they say, the person who is purified, who is attained jnanam, thereby who is qualified for performing ritual, is said to be the purified person, and the purification of a person is known as yajamana samskaraha. Therefore, they always hold on to a very strong view that one must study the entire Veda thoroughly first. One must study the entire Veda thoroughly first. Therefore, a person definitely must study Upanishads also. So the entire Veda one should study means it includes Upanishads also. So the person who studies the entire Veda including Upanishads, also, he should also understand the entire Veda, meaning of the entire Vedas. And after having understood the entire Vedic meaning also, then a person is qualified to get married. He should get married. Only after getting married, the person becomes eligible for performing the rituals, performing karma. And this performance of karma throughout his life, in due course of time, will give him moksha. Okay, this is the meaning. This is the view they have. What it means is, the person who is purified mentally by Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam, a person should study the entire Veda, including Upanishads. He should understand the content of the entire Veda. Thereby he has Atmajnanam. And this Atma Jnanavan Purushaha, this Jnani Purushaha, the Vidwan, then he can get married and he will also perform karma throughout his life. Thereby he can gain moksha finally. And holding on to this view, they also say that they have the strength Veda as their support. They also take Veda as the Pramanam. They also have Smriti as the Pramanam, which means they hold on to their view, stating that this view has the support of both Shrutihi and Smritihi. This view has support of both Shrutihi and Smritihi. So, people of these views, this view are not really available nowadays, but this view is still available in the textbooks. Okay, this is the first view. Is it clear now? First view. Let me put again. The people are, I'm going, before I wrote the next one, next line. There are people of different views that in order to attain moksha, only karma is the means. And if they say there are karma kandis, they say that one should study the entire Veda, including Upanishads with their meanings. So one attains Atma Jnanam. The person who has attained Atma Jnanam is said to be, said to have done the Yajamana Samskaraha. Which means he is qualified for performing rituals. Such a person who has got his Yajamana Samskaraha done through the attainment of self-knowledge by studying the entire Veda, and he is eligible to get married and he is eligible to perform karma after the marriage. And he has to be performing karma throughout his life and thereby he can attain moksha. This is the first view. And they are holding on to this view strongly because they think that they have Smriti Pramanam and Shruti Pramanam. They have support of Veda, Shruti as well as Smritihi. This is their view. Is it clear? I have already explained to you the first view of Karmakandis, Purapakshis, first Purapakshas view. Kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva mokshaha. That is the Paramshayaha. Okay, I'm reading the first line. Please follow. Tatra kevalebhyaha eva karmabhyaha syat param shreyaha. First line. Kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva syat param shreyaha. Samasta vedartha jnanavataha. This is first view. Okay. Kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva param shreyaha syat means shreyaha bhavati bhavishyati. So moksha is accomplishable, attainable only by performing karma. Okay. And he says, samasta vedartha jnanavataha karmadhikarat. Why he says that? He says, samasta veda artha jnanavan. The person who is endowed with the knowledge of the entire Veda. Samasta Veda, entire Veda. Samasta Veda Artha, the meaning of the entire Veda. Samasta Veda Artha Jnanavan. Okay. The person who is endowed with the knowledge of the entire Veda. The person who is endowed with the knowledge of the meaning of the entire Veda. Samasta Veda Artha. The Jnanavan means the person who is endowed with the knowledge of the entire Veda is called Samasta Vedartha Jnanavan. Only for such a person, Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Purushasya Eva Karmani Adhikaraha. He Karmadhikarat means due to the eligibility, Karmadhikaraha means eligibility, qualification. Only if such a person has eligibility or qualification to perform the rituals, to perform karma. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Purushasya Eva Karmadhikaraha. Karmadhikaraha, Adhikaraha here should not be mistaken differently. Adhikaraha, he does not mean office or order. Adhikaraha means eligibility, qualification, arhata. Adhikaraha means arhata, qualification, eligibility. So, who is the one who has eligibility? It is said, samasta vedartha jnanavataha eva karmani adhikaraha means karmani arhata. The person who has the knowledge of the meaning of the entire Veda alone has eligibility to perform karma due to that reason. Okay, this is karma adhikarat. The reason Vedaha Krishna Dhigantavyaha Sarahasyaha Dvijanmana. Now this karma kandi comfortably also quotes. The quotation is from Manu, Manusmriti. Okay, Manusmriti. We don't need to worry about the number and all. We are not going to check definitely Manusmriti. So let us take it easily. So quotation is from Manusmriti. What is the Manusmriti quotation here? Vedaha Krishna Adhigantavyaha. Vedaha Krishna Adhigantavyaha. Entire Veda. Krishna means entire. Samastaha Vedaha. Krishnaha Vedaha, the entire Veda, Adhigantavyaha should be understood. The entire Veda should be studied and understood. How? Sarahasyaha, with all the hidden meanings. The entire Veda should be studied, okay, understood with its hidden secrets, secret meanings. Sarahasyaha means with the meanings. The entire Veda should be studied with the meanings. Sarahasyaha. By whom? Dvijanmana. By Dvijanma means twice born. By the twice born means what? By a Brahmana. So by a person who has got his Upanayanam done. By a person who has gone through the Upanayana Samskaraha, who is eligible for studying the Veda. By him, the entire Veda is only, we talk about the men, okay? Dvijanmana Brahmanena.
Swamiji has just sent me a message saying she can't continue. It'll do later, another day. Apologies.